Hello and welcome to Overtime on WIQH. I'm here with Trevor Hoffman and Jack Pollock, and we got some sports talk today.
That was Jake Dudley, kicking off one of many shows broadcast live from the main lobby of Concord Carlisle High School on its radio station, WIQH. Dudley and his co-hosts typically record from the comfort of their studio one floor below, but this was no ordinary show, according to WIQH station manager Ned Roos.
This week happens to be High School Radio Week, which is a little-known holiday. There are no cards that you can get to celebrate it, but not yet at least. But anyway, we decided that we would participate in High School Radio Day by doing a big remote broadcast from the lobby of the school rather than from our studios, so that people could actually watch us broadcast, see how the radio station works.
WIQH General Manager Nicole Walton said part of the goal was to expose more of the Concord Carlisle student body to their shows, which range from sports to music to call-in talk shows.
We decided this year, most of the years we're on April break, so we don't celebrate it, but this week it worked out, so we were going to be on air during that, and we decided to make a big deal out of it to get a bunch of our best, most dynamic and exciting shows to get some time during the school day, because all of their shows are normally after school, so not as many people get experience listening to the radio, and so we thought it would be a good opportunity to get like people like right in the center of the school to have people listening and interacting with the shows and just kind of like seeing what we're all about.
And as for performing for a live audience, Trevor Hoffman and Jake Pollock from WIQH's sports talk show Overtime said it suited them just fine.
It's cool. It's cool having the audience there, because when you're in the studio trapped in that little booth, you forget people are actually listening to you. So it was cool to see people actually listening and enjoy it. So
it was a cool experience too, because yeah, it's a lively environment, and it, you know, it's kind of like you kind of feed off the energy a little bit too, you know, kind of like a home Celtics game.
Definitely.
All of the students that spoke with the Concord Journal acknowledged how lucky they were to have a resource like the radio station, which has been in continuous operation since 1971. The station operates 7 days a week and can be heard locally at 88.3 FM or online at WIQH.org. Reporting for the Concord Journal, I'm Rob Carter.